Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Savvy Retiree. I am so happy that you're with me today. It's March 1st. It's a beautiful day in the Villages, Florida. It is 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Actually, it's 3:10. And I am just very happy to be sharing with you today my latest attempt at self-employment here in the Villages. I've decided to try a new venture, and I'm really excited and hope that it will turn out to be something fun and beneficial. So, if you'd like to speak to me about your employment since you've retired or whatever you'd like to talk about, call me, please, at 619-924-0808. I will look forward to your call. If you hear in the background Michael Jackson, I've decided to put a little music with my show to give it a little spark. It needs something to sort of, you know, enhance the dull air in the background. So anyway, that's what you're hearing in the background. Okay, let's get on with the show. My new venture. Where I live here in the Villages, Florida, we have a very high number of snowbirds that come in between December and, let's say, April. They come here usually around January to April, May. And so primarily they come here looking for a home. Well, because I cannot use my California real estate license here in Florida, even though I'm a licensed realtor, I banged my head against the wall on that now for the last 2 years, and no one will even consider giving me anything to do with real estate with my license. So I don't want to take the exam for Florida just now. I just can't do it. And I don't want to right now. I renewed my license when I got here, and it's good for 4 years, so I'm just kind of float along for a while. And anyway, getting back to my new venture, when the snowbirds come in, as when I came in here as a visitor, the size of this place and the complexity of it is overwhelming in the beginning. It's like Disney World for seniors. And there's really very little in the way of having an overview of the place. You'll talk to realtors when you're here. Yeah, they're happy to show you real estate, but getting down to the brass tacks of this community, where people live, what do they really do here, and how can I find this or that, or where is such and such? And I've decided to help these people as a visitor information service provider. And they'll call me, and I'll go over and bring all my maps, bring all the guides they give us here. We have a new visitor, resident, beautiful catalog they give us every year, but it only comes out once a year. It tells you everything. It tells you about all the golf courses, where every rec center is, all the pools, every activity. And this is what's overwhelming with people, because you don't know where anything is. You don't know what goes on in each place. Just learning out of the newspaper is tough enough. I mean, it gives you a general idea. But my hope is that I can give these people, get them up to speed much faster, so that they can just enjoy their time here while they're either on the preview or they're renting, so they can relax and not have the anxiety and frustration and struggle that I went through and many people go through when they come here, because they just driving the golf cart path is tricky. No one really explains that to you. You just jump in your rental golf cart and take off. And I didn't know what the heck, what direction I was going, or it took us on a strange route. So I want to help people, you know, understand, because I'm sure a lot of people, when they come here, they give up. I feel bad. I hope that's not the case. We do have a lot of visitors that come and return and return and return. We get a lot of people from Britain. A lot of Britain come here, British people. They love it here. They love the golf. And we are happy to have visitors in the villages. So that's my newest, craziest, most, it's something I can do on my own schedule. And it's helping people. I really enjoy helping people, give them information so they can make better decisions about whatever they're trying to do. I know what it's like. When you've had the experience yourself, you are better able to help someone. And I'm so excited. I really am looking forward to it. So maybe my next show or so, the ad's going to come out on Sunday. That'll be March 4th, I think. Yes, on the 4th. So people will be sitting back on Sunday reading their paper, and they'll see the ad, and hopefully they'll call me, and we can get this idea up and running. I've done a lot of crazy businesses in my day, and nothing has really blossomed. Even my real estate wasn't, I didn't sink my teeth into it because I'm not highly aggressive. You have to really be a sales, you know, just in California, there's a lot of competition, and there's a lot of competition here in Florida. So I can sort of create my own niche. And for you who are listening, create your own niche. You have something to share with people. You can help other people avoid the pitfalls and problems that you've had. Just moving here because of our mover. Our mover, we blame a lot of the trouble we had based on the mover we selected, and we didn't know. Moving across the country is not an easy thing. So people who are afraid to move here, they always say, oh, well, I have to downsize and I'm going to have to send everything down there. Well, yes, but you can do it. You can do it. And there are easier ways. But there are ways to do it where people have had a lot of smooth moves coming here. And so anything that, you know, there, that you can advise people, you do have a skill, you have a talent, use it. I encourage you to use it. And I encourage you to call me, 619-924-0808. I would love to hear from you. I want to know what you're doing and what you think of the show. What do you want me to talk about? What do you want to talk about? Let's talk. Let's get a show going here where you are the focus of my show. I want to focus on my listeners, not on me. I'm here then and would love to advise if I can, give you my opinion, but I want to know what your problems are, what your dreams are, what you're hoping to accomplish, and what you enjoy, and where you live, all of it. I want to know everything about you, my dear listeners, and I do enjoy being with you on this radio show, and hope. If you have any suggestions, please drop me a line, send me a note. You know, post something on the, put a comment under my blog, and I would love to talk with you. It would be a pleasure, and I want you to feel comfortable. This is your show. Any questions, concerns, anything, if you need to talk to me privately, we can. I am hoping you'll just share something with other listeners that will benefit them and we can all learn from. It'll be a great experience just hearing from you, meeting you, and I want to thank all of you for listening, and I just hope you have a wonderful day, and think about what you're going to do with your talents and your skills, and I wish you all the best. And so for now, this is the Savvy Retiree signing off from the Villages in Florida.